This is your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Kelly Catraba. This week, we're taking a look at some of the challenges that face female pastors in navigating the dating scene and finding love. It's a drizzly February day in Fulton. I'm sitting in a restaurant called Beck's, sipping coffee and talking with Emily Carroll. At 28 years old, Emily is actually Pastor Emily. She loves her church, Court Street United Methodist Church in Fulton. But being a pastor makes the dating thing a little tricky.
I mean, I live in a goldfish bowl. People will notice that there's a car in the parsonage.
The real challenge is meeting someone.
I mean, there's bars, but that's not gonna... I keep waiting for someone to walk through these doors of Bex.
Some friends have suggested that she look to her congregation for prospects.
And I say, you don't understand. I can't date people in my church. That's a power thing.
Some pastors have turned to a different source for meeting people, online dating. That's what worked for Bonnie Cassida, pastor of Bethel Baptist Church in Columbia. But Pastor Bonnie wasn't looking for love.
My late husband passed away, so I was a widow.
She just wanted the companionship of someone to spend time with. A friend suggested she join Match.com, but she left one detail out of her profile.
I did not put down that I was a pastor because I just felt like that could draw all types of weird people.
Hiding that pastoral identity is more common than you might think. Instead, she'd say she worked for a nonprofit. Then she started messaging with a man who was a professor, and the day came when he asked more about what she did for a living.
I said, wrote back and said, are you sitting down? I'm a Baptist minister.
But unlike some other men who had found out she was a pastor, this man understood. Within a few months, they were married. Amy Gerhart, a senior pastor at Missouri United Methodist Church, also gave online dating a try. She was divorced and a single mom, and she just wanted someone to spend time with. But saying she was a pastor didn't go over so well.
So then I started saying I'm an executive, which I am. I manage people and I manage resources, and the responses were very different then.
She eventually got married, but not to anyone she met online. Instead, she married a man from her congregation, but that's pretty uncommon. In this case, it worked because they set specific boundaries, and the church has a few other pastors. But all three women say that mostly, they're just like other women in leadership. Here's Amy.
It's not unlike, I think, a lot of women in high-profile or executive positions.
And what's most important, regardless of profession, is heart.
The best kind of spouse is, for any of us, for any women, the best kind of spouse is someone who shares your heart and your values.
That concludes your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Kelly Catraba. Thanks for tuning in.